It was a little trouble with my dad because his entire life was into this house, so he was willing to die to try and save it. And I had to call the cops to come get him yesterday because he was going to burn alive. He was trying to save as much as he could.
It's November 7th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. The mountain fire burns homes and upends lives in Ventura County.
It was just a firestorm up here. We just barely got out.
We'll have the latest from the fire lines, and preemptive power outages are supposed to save lives. But what happens in a case like this?
And I know a lady with an oxygen. She needs it, and her generator is going out now.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. The mountain fire is still raging out of control at the time we're recording this in Ventura County. Emily Valdez has been covering this now for two straight days since the fire first broke out. And Emily, this is the part of the coverage that gets really difficult, where you start finding people who realize they've lost just about everything.
Yeah, not just about. I mean, people that I've spoken with escaped with just, you know, the clothes on their backs, their pets and their family members. They're telling me up in the Las Poses neighborhood, especially this one road, it's called Old Coach Road, and it goes right up to the top of the hill. They had very little warning. We're talking, you know, they called the evacuation order 20 minutes, and that fire just came raging through there. In on that one street right there at the top of the hill, I would say out of 20 homes, maybe one or two are standing. Everything else it's just gone. It's just rubble. And I spoke to one young man whose dad didn't want to leave.
His entire life was into this house, so he was willing to die to try and save it. And I had to call the cops to come get him yesterday because he was going to burn alive. He was trying to save as much as he could, and they had already told everybody to evacuate. He didn't care, and he was just trying to get anything because they didn't think it would hit their house. So unfortunately, they wouldn't let me get to my dad, and I was having a panic attack. So I said, please go get him.
And he had to beg police, and they did, and they went up and had to grab him because some people didn't want to evacuate. But it came through so fast. It's so fast. And they're still trying to assess the damage. But yeah, people are realizing now that their homes are gone. And to be honest, Alex, I feel like people are more in shock.
Yeah.
They're stunned. It hasn't fully set in. They're just kind of staring at their homes. And then maybe they'll break down crying a little bit, but it's almost like this blank numbness that is taking over them. A lot of elderly people live up in that neighborhood. A lot of retirees. I know the woman that lives in the house that's at the very end, she's 90, has a 70-year-old son. What are they going to do? How are they going to start over? Do they want to rebuild there again? They won't get fire insurance. I mean, it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, imagine being 90 and being at that point in your life and having lived in a place for decades and then having nothing. Right. It's really hard to fathom. Do we have a sense, though, of the scale of this? I know you're describing that one neighborhood. I know officially they're not really saying anything about total numbers, but, you know, do we know whether this is dozens or hundreds of homes?
It's definitely dozens. And here's the thing. I was in Las Poses, and last night, Pete was in Camarillo Heights, and we know, you know, 20 homes, more than that, burned down in that neighborhood. So we don't have a count. And also, we had the embers that were flying a mile, 2 miles. So we have these pockets of these other homes in other neighborhoods farther down the hill that were destroyed. And then we don't even know about over in Somas. How many homes burned in Somas? We don't know. So they're still doing mop up. As I was driving around up there, there were still firefighters putting out hot spots. I mean, here and there still are flames. For the most part, the fire is out on the hill, you know, even though they're saying 0% containment. the fire is, there's so much burn scar that there's really not, you know, they're just trying to put out the hot spots. And the winds have died down now this afternoon as I'm speaking, which is really good because they were really bad. But no, I don't think we're going to have a full count. I mean, this is the whole hill, and it's a big, long hill, several miles, is covered in homes. And they have to go to every single one of them.
Yeah. And for a period of time, they couldn't fight the fire with aircraft like they typically do because of the wind. So it's good that the wind is finally dying down. But as you said, Emily, it's going to take days to get the fire dealt with, get the assessment done, and then try and start to help these people.
Right. And here's the other thing that we don't know. We don't know at this point. They have to go through every single one of these homes, and there's so many of them, and they have to go through them very carefully. And I really hope, and I know everyone's really hoping that that everyone survived. Let me just put it that way. Let's hope that there were not people that decided to stay and that were overtaken by the fire and weren't able to get out. I do know people were injured, and I do know that, crews, fire crews, sheriffs had to go in and were literally pulling people out of their homes. So hopefully we don't have more tragic news to come. But I know firefighters have not, they don't have a count yet. And I don't believe they've been able to go through every home.
Emily Valdez, thank you for being out there and making sure that people who are listening on KNX for information are staying informed about what's happening out there.
Thank you, Alex.
Continuing now, as Emily mentioned, the winds are dying down, but thousands of people across Southern California have had their power cut. And some of them, according to the estimates from SoCal Edison, aren't due to get power back until tonight. Let's go to a senior community now in Camarillo. They have no power because of the fire, and they say they are in desperate need of generators.
Some seniors at the Leisure Village are on oxygen and rely on other medical equipment to survive, but the electricity's out.
So half of Leisure Village is out, and they promised the electricity by 9 o'clock, but they still are out. And I know a lady with an oxygen. She needs it, and her generator is going out now. But there's a lot of people like that in Leisure Village.
Michelle Iligrable lives there. Her lights are on. She says she and others have been trying to help those without electricity as much as possible.
We ordered food for people through DoorDash, so we're trying.
She says they've also provided candles and flashlights so people can see at night. She says all they got from the Leisure Village management was an email stating the lights would be back on by 9 Wednesday night. But again, many are still in the dark.
It has been a struggle for a lot of people. We've been getting calls from around the area saying, why is my power still out? This is Edison spokesperson Diane Castro. She says each circuit is different. Exact time to restore power can vary.
So this means our crews, they physically go out and they inspect the lines to determine it's safe to restore service. And once a circuit is cleared for inspection, the restoration times may take up to 8 hours.
Now, they say when people are about to lose power under this program, Edison will notify them to give them time to plan. That happened for hundreds of thousands of people over the past couple of days. Latest fire news, KNX News 97.1 FM 24/7. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News. Other big story, of course, is the aftermath of the election, and Governor Newsom came out today to announce that he is prepared to fight back against Trump 2.0, calling lawmakers into a special session next month. He says they're going to do things like consider ways to protect Californians from Trump actions on deporting immigrants, restricting abortion, curbing civil rights, watering down environmental rules. At the same time, the state attorney general, Rob Bonta, came out today, had a news conference. He said the state will use the law against Trump when he's back in the White House.
We know what he's capable of. We know what plans he has in store. The silver lining is just that. We know. We know to take Trump at his word when he says he'll roll back environmental protection, go after our immigrant and LGBTQ plus communities, attack our civil rights, and restrict access to essential reproductive care, which means we won't be flat-footed come January. You can be sure that as California Attorney General, if Trump attacks your rights, I'll be there. If Trump comes after your freedoms, I'll be there. If Trump jeopardizes your safety and your well-being, I'll be there. California DOJ did it before, and we will do it again. No matter what the incoming administration has in store, California will remain the steadfast beacon of hope and progress it has always been. A constant, unwavering, immovable force to be reckoned with. We'll continue to be a check on overreach and push back on abuse of power, be the antidote to dangerous, extremist, hateful vitriol.
During Trump's first term, California sued him and his administration more than 120 times. And that's the LA Local for the 7th of November, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for KNX News, follow us there. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. I'm Alex Silverman, back tomorrow. See you.